since the topic of a Taurus Nidorim and a Forest Nidorim, and the Gemara says that there is a din of Shkutei Chutz, and there is a halacha of a Forest Nidorim, which is Lidoris. And the halacha regarding a daughter not marrying out is not Lidoris. And the Gemara says that we learn from here that there's a din of Roshi Matis. And it says, Ma lahala and Aaron Rabbana b'chol Yisrael, af Aaron Rabbana b'chol Yisrael. Ma kan Roshi Matis, af lahala and Roshi Matis. So Tosos writes here on Kuf Chof and Mebeis, along with the Rosh and the Dharma Dafayim Ches, that there is a halacha of Beis Din Shaka when it comes to a Forest of Dharma. That there is a requirement that you have to have an odd number. And you see clearly from Tosfos and the Rosh that there is a requirement of a Beis Din, and in that sense, it cannot be an even Beis Din. It has to be odd. That's what you see from Tosfos and the Rosh in the Dharma Dafayin Dal, in the Dharma Dafayin Ches. However, Rashi and the Ran in the Dharma Dafayin Ches, Rashi also there, assuming it's Rashi or the Mefarish, says there is no requirement based in Shokol. They give drushes. The Ran says it's Ka'im based in, and Rashi, their Mefarister, gives a drush as to why you need the number 3. But they don't mention the requirement of Beis Din Shokol. They don't mention the requirement of Beis Din Shokol. There is no concept, they claim, that it's not a real Beis Din. And for that matter, the Gemara says in the Dharma Dafayin Ches that Krovim Ark Sheirim, Hedyotos, Krovim Ark Sheirim, Lila is good, and Mu'umud is not required. So all those three requirements that we have normally by a Beis Din, there is no such requirement. You can do it Balila, Beis Din normally can't convene Balila. The Dayanim must sit, Beis Din can stand, and you can have Krovin. So all those halachas seem to indicate that there is no halacha of a real Beis Din when it comes to Ataras Nedarim. All these halachas seem to indicate that very clearly. And despite all that, Tosfos and the Rosh say there is a requirement to have a Beis Din, and there is a requirement to make sure that it's not a Beis Din Shokol, which is a very interesting concept, because the truth of the matter is there should be no din of a Beis Din, because it's good Belila, it's good Biamida, and it's good Bikroven. But despite that, they say there's a requirement of having an odd number. However, the Ran and Rashi that say there is no requirement Beis Din Shokol, they give a drush, or they say it's Kane Beis Din, seems very more mistabir, because it's not considered to be a real Beis Din. That's as beginning. And we know there are two types of Ataras Nedarim. There's Ataras Nedarim and there's Afaras Nedarim. Ataras Nedarim, the Chacham does. Afaras Nedarim, the Baal does. When it comes to Ataras Nedarim, the Chacham is Oikar Al Yedei HaKarata, and therefore it's Shaykh HaLashon of HaTorah. When it comes to a Baal, he's made for Biyom Shomo, and that's done without Karata. And therefore the Rashbam says the Lashon of HaFarah means is that anything that's nekar without a rhyme and reason is called afara, just like implodes. So you see the two tracks, there's ataras nedarim and afaras nedarim. It could very well be also that might be the bir adover as to why when a chacham is okr, it's okr lemafreya, a baal is megas gayas. That's the bir, we have ataras nedarim, we have afaras nedarim. But the pashtus is, as I said, that there's no din based in. And that's why belayla is good. That's why you don't require Amida, and that's why Krovim are good, and that's as to why you don't require Mamish Beis Din Shokol. Tosfos here, and the Rosh that require Beis Din Shokol is a bit difficult. Why should that be? Moreover, the Gemara says with Feirish here that there is a din called Yochid Mumche. You don't need to have a Beis Din. All you need to have is one individual to be Mater Neder. And there is a very big machloikis as to whether that one individual that's a yachid mumche, does he require smicha, does he not require smicha? The Ran in the Dorim and Daf Chof Gimel quotes the Ramban that there is no requirement for that fellow to require smicha. He doesn't need smicha. And the Rambam writes, Beferish, in Hilchos Shvuos, that the yachid mumche does not require smicha. What's the bir adover nismach leikis? It has many ramifications. Bizman hazeh, If you hold like the Ramban, we don't have smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu on down, so therefore you cannot have a yachid mumcha b'matir neder. Because the Ramban says the yachid mumcha requires smicha. Lefi the Rambam, that the yachid mumcha does not require smicha, the Ritva quotes 2 days. So who do you need? You need a chacham muvuk, the Rambam writes. In Hilchos Shavuos Pirek Vav Halachahei. Does that chacham muvuk have to be a buck in the Chol Torah Kulo, or is it enough to be a buck in Hilchos Nadarim? He has 2 days within the Rambam Shita. And the Beis Yosef writes that Lefi the Rambam, the Chol Dor V'Dor, there are Gedolim. Some Rishonim, the Adramah writes, we don't have Gedolim on this Madrega to be Mater Neder B'Yechidus, Bizman Hazeh. And the Mechaber Paskins like that, Ladina and Hilchos Nadarim, the Rambam writes, the Mechaber writes that you're not allowed to be Mater Neder Ayedeta Yachid Mumcha Halacha L'maisa in Simin Reish Chav Kesef Beis in your day. But what is the Bira Dover as to whether this Yachid Mumcha requires smicha or not? So it could be that one must be Masbir, the Agdar of smicha. Rav Soloveitchik, Zecha Tzadik Libroche, pointed out that there's a major machlokes between the Rambam on one hand, against Tosfos on the other, as to what the Getter Adin of smicha is. According to the Rambam, smicha is a license to Paskin. And therefore, without having this license, then you cannot what Paskin, or your Horah is not called a Horah. Rambam writes, when it comes to Geiris, a Beis Din of Geiris, the Dayanim do not need smicha. Because the Beis Din that's needed for Geiris is just a Maisa Beis, they're not paskining anything. And therefore the Rambam writes, Hedoto suffice. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamre, that to be a Zakin Mamre, the Rambam writes, Beferish, that the Zakin Mamre must have smicha. Otherwise it's a joke. He's been cholik on the Sanhedrin HaGadol, his Horah is not a Horah unless he has smicha. Rashi and Sota argues and says you have to be older than 40. But he doesn't say you have to be a Sama. So you see clearly from that Rambam that you have to be what? You have to be Sama, otherwise the Horah is not a Horah. The Rambam also writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes you need a smicha for psak and ksamim and taras mishpochim. Obviously those shilas of taras mishpochim kashas don't require a Beis Din. So why do you need smicha? So the answer is that smicha, according to Rambam, is not an ingredient and a component to the makeup of a Beis Din, but rather it's a license to paskin. And for ksamim and for taras mishpochim kashas, you would need smicha. Also, the Brisker Rav is masber the Rambam in the Sanhedrin in Perek Dalet Halacha Gimel, that in order to give smicha, you must give smicha bifnei what? You must give smicha in front of a Beis Din. And the Rambam writes, only one of the three Dayanim need to have smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu on down. Why? Because there's no psak there. Their presence alone is needed. In order to continue the chain, one of the Dayanim need to have smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu. But not all three of them, because it's not a Horah. The Rambam holds smicha as a din in the Horah. It's not a din in an element of a Beis Din. And that's why the Rambam writes that Geiris Hedyoto suffice. And this could be the Bira Dover. The Sameach writes that the Rambam holds that a Yachid Mumcha is good enough for Hodos and Halvos, and that Yachid Mumcha, the Rambam holds like Rabbeinu Chananel, must be a Somuch. Why? Because Hodos and Halvos, Chad Nami is kosher, that shows to me that it doesn't require a Beis Din. All it requires is a Horah. For a Horah, you need Smicha. Against the Ramach that the Magen Mishnah quotes, that says Chad Nami kosher, does not need to be a Somuch. But the Rambam holds that Smicha is a license to Paskin. And Tosfos argues on that. Tosfos holds that smicha is an element of Beis Din. You cannot have a Beis Din without smicha. And that's why the Tosfos writes in Yevamos, in order to have smicha bizman, in order to have geirim bizman hazeh, you have to say shlichusayu is midiraisa. Because where's the smicha bizman hazeh? I, by geirus, they're not paskening. Doesn't make a difference. Lefi Tosfos, you need to have a Dayanim having smicha, otherwise you don't have a Beis Din. Okay. Lefi this, one might have said that the bir in the Rambam as to why a Yachid Mumcha doesn't need smicha is because the Rambam himself writes in Hilchos Shavuos, Lila's good, Krovim's good, Amida's good. And the Rambam writes it's not a din. That's what the Rambam writes. But the Rambam does not go ahead there and say that that's the reason why the Yachid Mumcha doesn't need smicha. You would want him to, but he doesn't. He doesn't say that. So if you put together the Rambam with the Rav's Pshat, it's not enough to say it's not a din. It's not enough to say it's not a din. For the Rambam, a Horah needs Smichit. So what's the Pshat? The Pshat is Hataras Nedarim is not even a Horah. There are three levels. There's a Beis Din, there's a Horah, and then there's what we'll call a Gilui Metzius. A Gilui Metzius, the Rambam holds, doesn't need Smichit. This is the reason why the Rambam holds the Yachid Mumcha does not have to be a Samach. It's not right to say that, it's not enough to say that it's not a din. That's not enough. The Rambam holds that Smicha has nothing to do with a din. Smicha is a license to Paskin. On Kasher starts Mishpacha, you need it. That's a Horah. But in Atoros Nadarim, that's a Gili Metzias. Where was the Charata? That's all you're doing. Memela, for that, you don't need to be what? You don't need to be a Samach. And for that matter, it could be, and Rav Zhulti writes this in his Sefer, Simenu Gimel and Or Chayim, that the Rambam holds there's no din of Beis Din Shakal. There's no requirement to have three. You don't have to have three. We just, remember, Yesser says, we do three. We do three, but there's no whole, it's not a din of a Beis Din. As Rav Zhulti once says, a din of Roshe Matis. It's a din you need to have leaders. And Rosh Matis could be a Yachid Mumche, or it could be three head Yotos. But if you had four head Yotos, as long as it's a Chacham Uvuk, that would fulfill the mandate of what we would call Rosh Matis. That's what he writes. Memeili says, this Machloik is true to be Kivager and Simenai and Gimel against the Nachal Yitzchak. Can you have four guys to do Ataras Nadarim? Rabbi Kivager writes in the Chuvis, in Simenai and Gimel, the Feirish, that four fellows are fine. But he also says in Shulchan Aruch, in Chirush Rabbi Kivager, that goes to give a Simen Reish Chav Chesiv Gimel, that you cannot have a woman, you cannot have a cotton. So what's the Pshat? Is there a Beis Din? Is it not a Beis Din? The Pshat is that it's, we want, well, this is what we want to suggest. It's a din of Gilui and Metzias. So you might need Rosh Matis. Rosh Matis means you need leaders, that people that can have Srora. A cotton, a ishar mufka from Srora. We know that from the Rambam of Malachim. Melech v'chol v'lo malka v'chin l'chol shar mesimis. That a woman is mufka from Srora. Rambam has against the chinuch. So the meila, you can have four people matan nadarim, but it cannot be an ish and it cannot be a cotton because you need what we call roshe matis. But there'd be megala metzias, and therefore we don't require about an odd number, and therefore the yachid mufka doesn't need samach. Because it's not a real horah, but if you go ahead and implement it, you require Rosh Matis. That's the chiddush that we want to suggest, and that's what come out according to the Rambam. So it's not based on the fact that there's a what, that there is a din, but the fact is that it's a lower level. It's considered to be what we call, will be a, what we would say is a gilui metzias, as you do through charata. Now it's interesting. Nachal Yitzchak is choylik on this. So he obviously must have held, you need to have three. And he must have held, perhaps, like the Rashbam here on the Daf, on Kufaf from the base. The Rashbam is a lashon, three lines on the bottom. He says, Yochid Mumcha Davle Kibbezdin. The Rashbam held not that way, that it is like Kibbezdin. Following Tosfos and following the Rosh, that there is a requirement that you don't have a Beis Din Shakal. That you have to have an odd number. Because it is considered to be what? It is considered to be somewhat of a what? Let's say an ad hoc Beis Din. It's kosher b'layla, it's kosher b'krovin, it's kosher b'amida, but we'll call it like a quasi Beis Din. So therefore, the quasi Beis Din, in the sense that it has to what? Has to be at least three. And if the truth of the matter is that it has to be three, and it could be, I'm just saying, you take it one step further, that Tais's approach to Smicha is that it's one of the configurations of a Beis Din. So this quasi Beis Din also requires the Yachid Mumcha at least to have Smicha. Not the Shlosha Hedyotos, but if you're going to do a Yachid Mumcha, at least it's Kain Beis Din, you're going to require Smicha, because it's a quasi Beis Din, and Memela you'll need to have Smicha. So this might be the Bir Adar, and that's why the Nachal Yitzchak Paskins, that you'll need to what? You'll need to have three. The truth is, there is a Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah in Megillah writes that when you do a shumah of karkos, it says tisha v'koyen, or you do a erekin on Adam, it's Tisha V'Kayin. So Tosfos in Megillah, and Chof Gimel Bezim Maskal, sorry, asked Akasha, how can you have 10? It should be a concern of Bezim Shakal. They're even, they're not odd. So he blives by Akasha. The Rashba there in Megillah, and Chof Gimel Bezim Maskal Karkals, says the following teretz, that erekin is considered to be a shum of alma. It's not a din. Maybe that's exactly what we're driving at by Ataris Nadarm. Ataris Nadarm is just a gilui mitzias. All you're doing is just assessing how much it's worth. That you don't have to have dayanim at all. You don't need, wouldn't even need a yachid mumcha to be a sama. All you need are people that know what they're doing, b'nei Torah, that would be enough. And that's exactly what we're saying was by Ataris Nadarm. That's what we view Ataris Nadarm, at least according to the Rambam, that there would be no chesaron of shakal, but it's considered to be roshei matis. Still considered to be an imyan of a srara, and therefore we would not allow isha, we would not allow our katan, because it's considered to be roshei matas on a gilui mitzias. Whereas by a shuma bepashtus, based on our mahalach, you would allow a woman, unless you would say that's an element of srara. There's no tzirzakas of roshei matas by shuma, so why wouldn't an isha be acceptable in such a case? So that's the mahalach want to suggest about a taras nadarim. The Gemara on the next staff, on Kuf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, discusses the topic of Tubav. Very fascinating topic of Tubav. The Mishnah in Maseches Tainis, the Gemara quotes, Tanan Hosom, Amar Rab Shimon Gamliel, Lo Hayu Yomim Tovim Li Yisroel, Kechamisha Asar Baav, Ukiyomek Yipurim, Shebehen b'nos Yerushalayim yotze b'chalei lovan she'ulin shelo yabayesh es misha einlo. Then the Mishnah continues that they danced in order to make shiduchim. Gemara doesn't quote that line of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara asks, Bishlam yom kippur yom slicha u'mechila yom shenin u'boluchas achroinus el chamisha sarbav mahi. Gemara goes on to give six reasons to the validity of Tubav. The first one being that the Shvatim were mutter with one another, that's why it's involved with our sugya. The second one being that the Mesa Midbar stopped dying. Third one being that Shevet Binyonim was mutter lavo bekal Yisrael. The fourth one is the Ravatul Shomrim of Yeravim ben Nevat. The fifth one is the Haruge Beitar were given over to Krura. And lastly, Nistaima Krisis Eitzim Lamarocha, which gave them more time to learn Torah, to be involved with Talmud Torah Balayim. So, one of my Rebbeim, Rav Sender Shlita, is Rosh Hashiva in Skokie, many, many years, had a whole shtickel Torah on this Gemara. It's very fascinating. If you look at the Gemara, you have Mesei Midbar ending, and you have Haruge Beitar. Historically, these are on one side of the calendar and on the other side of the calendar, 52 years after the Churban, and then Mesei Midbar. It's very interesting. From one, that's a very long period. But the truth is, he asked three kashas on this Gemara. First kasha he asked was from the Gvuris Ari, the Shagasari, and the Sefer Antinus. How is it that the Gemara says that Haruge Beitar is one of the reasons, and the Gemara there says a brisa that the Bas Melech borrowed from the Bas Kohen Gadol, and so on. In fact, Yushalmi has it the opposite, that the Bas Kohen Gadol borrowed from the Bas Melech. Lubavitcher Rebbe Zatzal has a beautiful sikha to be mazbe the dirtzi in the Yushalmi Nabavli. But nonetheless, Frek de Shagasarye, if Beitar was 52 years after the Churban, there was no Melech, there was no Kohen Gadol. What's going on? So the Shagasari answers that that line of the Bryce was going on Yom Kippur, was not going on Tubav. Okay, but that's the first kasha that he quoted from the Gvuris Ari. Second kasha he asked is, it's a bit bizarre, every one of these reasons seem to be shaykh for that door alone. How did it impact future Yidden that we should kovei a chag for Tubav l'dayris? And thirdly, what is the kesher between these events that the Gemara quote, these six events, and the women dancing in the fields? So, if you look in the Maariv Chayis, in the Maariv Ponim on the Yushalmi, Maariv Chayis is in Tainis, they have one Mahalach, And the mahalak that they suggest is as follows. That the Gemara was looking for the uniqueness of this Chag of Tu B'Av. Before that, the Gemara says Yom Kippur is unique, equal to all the other Chagim, because it's a Yom Slichu Mechila. What puts Yom Kippur more special than the other Yom Tovim? Because there's a second reasoning that there are Luchos Achronos. But what does Tu B'Av have? So if you look in Tosfos Tainis, the Gemara quotes the first reasoning, that the Shvatim or Hutcher Zevezeh, Tosfos writes, Hainu Yom Tov. The first reasoning makes it a Choshev to equal other Yom Tovim. What makes Tu B'Av over, a Adifus over the other Yom Tovim? The five separate reasons. That's what the Maritzchiyah says, and the Maraponim on the Yushalmi have such a beer. The only problem with that is that the Pashtus is, and this is what Rav Sender writes, is that this is all one reasoning by Yom Kippur. What makes Yom Kippur Yom Slichu Mechila is the fact that the Luchos Achronos were what? Were given. That marked the Kapara to Klal Yisrael. That's all one time. And even more so, he says, even if you view it as two reasons, why is two reasons, if you dig up two reasons, let's say, considered to be more powerful than the one reason by Pesach Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shavuos Chag Yom Kippur? It's not a calculator, tab of reasons. So he wants to say a different beer in this Gemara. And he is Masbir that what's special here in this day of Lo HaYayomim Toivin, the stress is on the day of it being Simcha. The Ritva here on our Daf Rekta Kasha, what do you mean Lo HaYayomim Toivin LiYisrael? The Gemara writes in the Nesukim Misha Lo Ra Simcha Spesa Shereva B'Yomov Lo Ra Simcha B'Yomov. What do you mean Lo HaYayomim Toivin LiYisrael? Answers the Ritva that this was a Yom Tov for Gans Klal Yisrael. By the Simchas Beis Shoev was just the Gedolei Ador and the Kohanim. But here was for Gans Klal Yisrael. And it was the Yom Simcha. That's what it means, the Taitch of the Mishnah Lo Yom Tovim LiYisrael Kechamish Lesarvav Kiyom Shechah. There were not days of Simcha. What was unique about these days that there should be required Simcha? What was the beer as to why there was a Yom Simcha? The beer is because this day is a Yom that is considered to be Yom Skula for Shiduchim. This day of Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur is a special, unique day for the day of what? For Shiduchim. To make Shiduchim. That's the Chiddush. That's why this is special. And it's kind of like what we assume if you look throughout all these reasons. In other words, according to his Malachim Center, there's six distinct reasons. It's not the one reason, then five others. There's six distinct reasons. And each one of these reasons was Batla Gzeira Ra Miyisroel, which made it a day of what? Unique, auspicious time for Shiduchim. It's like the Gemara has in Tainis, Megavlin Chova Yedei Chova, Chamesha Me'uros that happened on Tisha B'Av, then those reasons that predated the Churban set up that day that it would be a Bechila Dairus that the Churban would happen. In the same vein, Megavlin Shchus Ayedei Shchus. Memela, since this day is unique, because these Batla Gzeira Ra Miyisroel, this set up that Tu B'Av would be a day that would be unique for Shiduchim. And the truth is, where do we find this in Tanakh? If you look in the end of Sefer Shoftim, in Perek Chafal, if they had women dance in Shiloh on Chag Sukkos. But it wasn't Nikba to be a Chag until much later, Bisman Bayeshev. But it was Mokr was in Sefer Shoftim, and it began Bisman Bayeshev. So the Minchas Bigurim asks Akasha, and he says, why is it that we don't say Tachanun on Tu B'Av? It's Nifsuk B'Mechaber and Simikuf Laman Alfanuchas Tachanun, that one of the days on the list we don't say Tachanun is Tu B'Av. Frank the Kasha, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash Bismar, as he asks. And the Piskei HaTosis, you take a look in the end of Tainis, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Yuchasimei says, Botla Megillas Tainis, Chutz Michana Kevipur. Is Botla Megillas Tainis only those Semai Yom Tovim, that Nisim, that were associated with the Beis HaMikdash? Then Botla Megillas Tainis? Or all the Semai Yom Tov, even if the Nisim were not associated with the Beis HaMikdash. You also apply Bat Megillah's Tainus. He presents that suffix Lepiskei HaTaisvus in the end of Tainus. So the Michas Bikurim says Tubav had nothing to do with the Nisim of Beis HaMikdash. So why is it Nifsak Lamot? What's the shot? It had nothing to do with that. It had nothing to do with that. He asks that since Batla Megillah's Tainus, Batla the Korban Beis HaMikdash, we should say Tachlis. Lefiar Mahalat Sizer of Sender, it's a Yom that's a skula for Shiduchin. It was Nikpa L'dairis. Memel, it's a Mixas Yom that had nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash as a Nes. This was chosen by Chazal as a Yom Neskula, by Chachamim Zichron L'Vroche, to be a skula in the Nesuun. Memel, even after the Korban, we don't say Tachlis. Now the truth is, if you look in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef writes, "B'shem the Rokeach and some Kufla Maralef," that we should say Tachlis on Tubav. It's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, but in the Beis Yosef. Why? Because he obviously held that Tachlis had to be something to do with the Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, so the Meila you should say Tachlis. But Ladina, we hold that you don't say Tachlis, and that's the Bira. So that answers all three of the Kashas. Answers the Kasha, the Shagasariya. Shagasariya asked, what's the Kesher? How can you have Haruge Beitar? The Pshat is this was Nikpa Bisman Bayesheni. It was Nikpa Bisman Bayesheni. So you can't ask me a Kasha, Haruge Beitar, there was no Melkon, it was already Nikpa. This answers the second Kasha. What if it was Miyuchud? Wasn't it Miyuchud for a certain door and what happened? No! It became this day was auspicious as Batlik Zerim Yisrael. And that's the Kesher to the women dancing. Because it Hainu, that is the Hagdar of the Yom that is Mekusha to Shiduchim. It's a Yom that is Mekusha to Shiduchim. Oh, so that's the Bira Dover and to the uniqueness of Tubah. Now, what time is it? 23. Okay, well, I just want to close this if we had enough time with the following. Very quickly. So that's the second Malach on the Sand Tubah. If we had a few minutes, we have a few minutes. We say in the Chumash, it says Zeh Adover. Okay? Says Zeh Adover in our Gemara. Zeh Adover by Ataris Nadarva. What does Zeh Adover mean? So the Gemara writes in Yevamos that Moshe Rabbeinu was the only Navi that gave Nevuah Baspaklaria Meir. That's what Zeh Adover means. The Nefesh HaChaim writes that there were two modes for Moshe Rabbeinu. Ko Amar, Kechatzos HaLayla, or Zeh Adover. Zeh Adover means Baspaklaria Meir. And this means, Zeh Adover, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest Navi that ever was, ever will be. And if we don't believe that, the Rambam writes, you're not Bikoyers. Lo Kam B'Yisrael Kamoisha O. Aspaklaria Meir. That set Moshe Rabbeinu apart from everyone. The Minchas Chinuch asks, the Gemara writes in Sanhedrin, over al divrei novis chai misa b'dishamayim. Every din in the Torah came from Moshe Rabbeinu. He was a novi. He was the greatest novi. He replies by Akasha. So the Rav answered, anything that comes from Moshe Rabbeinu, because it was Paspaklari and Meira, he had that mode like no other novi. It's not considered to be Stam Nevuah. It's considered to be Torah Smaisha. And every din is different. There might be Malchus for Shatness, there might be Karis, there might be Chivis and Shemayim, there might be Chivis and Beis Din. Its quality is different. It is not Stam Nevuah. And therefore, that's what the Rav said, Pshat in the Mishnah Novus, is Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai. Kibel, he got everything. The rest of the Nevi'im were great, 99.9% was Moser. He got everything word for word, letter for letter. When and Zeh Adover highlights that mode, writes the Nefesh HaChaim. Lo Bechidos, Lo Bemara. So I once heard, and let's close with this, a beautiful mahalik from Rav Shulman Shlita, from the Maral district. We say in the Poskin Chumash, and we have it in Yigdal, Lo Kam B'Yisrael Kamosha O. But in amongst the Goyim, there was a horrible man, but he was of the equal of Moshe Rabbeinu, Bilam, a Russian. How could Bilam be on the great level of Moshe Rabbeinu? It's not Shaiv. Okay, Tosfos says in the beginning of Brachos, he knew the 1 second every day when Hashem got angry. But to say he was on that level? So the Maral Diskin writes as follows. He has essays on Chumash in the back, if you take a look. The Hagdara of Nevu is everyone is a chelik elokai mimal. The Nevu comes down from Shamayim and goes through the Navi's Neshama, depending on how great he is. Lavdol is like a crystal ball. So if it's 100% clear, Moshe Rabbeinu was word for letter for letter. Other Nevi'im was great. Bilam was a Rasha. His Neshama was so misty and clouded that any Nevu that come through it would get messed up. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bilam, I'm going to fix you for this one time in history and put you on the plateau of Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore it will be crystal clear. And the brachas that will come down from Shamayim will remain brachas, and Rachmanu Litzlan will not turn into klolos. Doesn't mean that Bilam was as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. It means that at one time he was on that madrega. I was bothered by, I've always been bothered by, if you look in the Chassan Torah, you know, they say the Biur in the Chassan Torah, Kaspakar Ki Yirmiyahu, I think it's just Kishaya Ki Yirmiyahu. It's only Moshe Rabbeinu, no? I think you have to say the bracha you're giving to the Chassan Torah is that he should aspire to be on the Madrege, or a Lassan Lavo, that'll be Aspakar Yirmiyahu. But the only one who was Aspakar Yirmiyahu was Moshe Rabbeinu. No one else. That's what Zad Dover means. Now it's for Droshes to say why the Hafaris and the Dara Tarsadam was that Parsha Zad Dover. That's not for now. But it's important to note this. And that's the Bir Adover, says the Maral Diskin, in the beginning of Bava Basra and Daf Tetvav, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote what? What is it, Lashon HaGemara? On Yudal and Mebeis? He wrote the whole Torah and Sefer Bilam, Parshas Bilam. Because of Sefer, what do you mean Parshas Bilam? Because the whole Torah had the Noveah from Moshe Rabbeinu as Aspaklari in the year, as him as the greatest novel. But Parshas Bilam didn't have to go through Moshe Rabbeinu, because it already was on that Madrega. It already was on that Madrega. The Meila, you don't need to what? You don't need to say that it would funnel through Moshe Rabbeinu. And for that matter, we'll close. A Yachid reads the last day of Pesukim in the Torah, Big Machlekes in Rishonim. What does Yachid mean? The Rambam says you don't need dominion. The Ravid said, where did Tzibra go? The Ravid asks on the Rambam. Rav Zulti says that Machlekes Ram Ravid, do you need a minion at the end or not? But the Rambam says you don't need a minion. And what does the Rabbeinu Tam say? Rabbeinu Tam says you can't split it up to make it two aliyahs. And the Rabbeinu Mishum says you don't need a sorcerer. You don't need two guys next to you. And what does the Mordechai say? It means the biggest Talmud Chacham should get the last eight psukim. And it's quoted by the Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. Frek the Chacham Svi. You give the biggest Talmud Chacham in the Shul the last eight psukim. Moshe Rabbeinu was crying. Give him Kriyishma. Give him Aser Zadibris. You give him the last eight psukim? Says the Pshatis of Rav Shulman, I think he was quoting Ronald Diskin. These last eight psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu was crying. If he's crying, the Gemara says in Brachos, in Shechina Shara, let me talk what? Simcha v'lo mitok atzvis. He didn't have a shame Navi. He was just a masker v'alma. That's why the last day Tzukin was just kosei. The whole Torah, he was oimer v'kosei. Because a Navi has to say over. Bori nivs of a sayim. Hakoivish is nivuosu is haimisi. If you suppress your nivuah. The Hagdara of a Navi is to say over. That's the difference between Nevi'im and Ksuvim. It was Nitan Le'yomer, Reb Chaim says. The Ksuvim were just written. Nevu is to say over. But he wasn't ashamed Navi. So he didn't write it. The whole Torah, he was a Navi. He had to be Omer V'Kaisev. The Mela out of the whole Torah, which Psukim are the closest to the Eishter? Only the last eight. The last eight didn't need to be funneled through Moshe Rabbeinu. Their mamish kaviyachal touching HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's the greatest covet to the biggest time of talking in the show. The whole Torah, though, needed to be funneled through a Navi. Moshe Rabbeinu Basmachim, not the last eight psukim. Memela, this forempers the Rav Taisim Menachas, Laman Amanal says, Mikan Chumra, that a sofer when he writes the letters should say it first and then write it. What do you mean Mikan Chumra, if Shef has told us? What do you mean Mikan Chumra? Should be Mikra Din. He was Omer V'Kosev. No, that's a din in Nevuah. Our Sofrim are Tzadikim, but they're not Nevi'im. Only a Navi has to be Omer V'Kosev. A Sofer who's a Tzadik That's a chumra you want to do that. But it's not mikra din. That's why Tosfos says it's a chumra ba'almid. Just to decide, we'll close with that. And that's what it means, zad dover. That's why zad dover, it's very critical. Now the last thing I just want to close, just to decide, I remember I heard Rav Shetha Tos B'Shem the Rav, this is a very brisk report. Why did the Rav cry? I mean, why did Moshe Rabbeinu cry? He lived a long life, the Rav asked. He lived a long life. Why did he cry? He wanted to say Al Pidin, because these were the only psukim that were in the Scottish Miad. It was like Lacher Lamed. So he was crying on the fact that the psukim, the words, weren't in the Scottish Miad until after he died. The Yomos Moshe. That's a real brisker for. That's what it means, Bidem. But that's the Pshat Lamaisa, Zad Dover. It all emanates from Zad Dover. Sometimes it's Koa Amar. Moshe Rabbeinu was sometimes not Pasbach Amir. But he had that mode unlike any other note.
Okay, but have a good night. Thank you.